SA 220. After this SA is done and it's inside your ears, you're gonna love it and you're gonna retain it also. So SA 220, quality control for an audit of financial statement. Quality control for an audit of financial statement. Imagine whenever I'm uttering anything, you should feel it, you should visualize it. So you just visualize that financial statement is there in your hand, you are doing audit. SA 220 is stopping you. It's saying quality control for an audit of financial statement. I asked him how to do quality control. He says, follow me, SA 220, quality control for an audit of financial statement. So whenever I have to do audit of financial statement, I have to listen to SA 220. Alright then, so objective, what is the objective of SA 220? It says, auditor should comply with SA and law. Very simple, two simple objective of SA 220. Number one, auditor should comply with SA and law. I said, okay, I will do that. Next it says, audit report is appropriate in circumstances. Audit report should be appropriate in all the circumstances. Two objective of SA 220, very simple. You will find this objective is used in several times in this entire essay. Okay, so what are those two objective of SA 220? Auditor should comply with SA and law. And second, audit report should be appropriate in circumstances. Audit report is appropriate in all circumstances. Okay, now next question is system of quality control and role of engagement team. You must refer Auditpedia 2.0, and in case you don't have, you take it from me. System of quality control and role of engagement team. See, quality control system, policy, procedures are the responsibility of engagement audit firm. What did I say? Quality control system, policy, procedures, these are the responsibility of audit firm. So all system, policies, procedure, these are the responsibility of audit firm. And who is going to implement this quality control procedure? Independence, engagement team, that is auditor, is going to implement. So very simple, 2 marks question comes from here. Quality control system, policy, procedure are the responsibility of audit firm. But who is going to implement it? Engagement team. Alright, so this is all. Now, this last question of SA 220, okay? Just one last question, and 220 is in your pocket. What is that question? Factor to be considered for incorporating quality control in audit work. So you are doing audit. So what factor should I be considered so that there's quality control? So see, this is like, how many points are there? I believe there is 8 points are there. How to learn it? I made a mnemonic for you. You'll love it. Assignment emailed. What did I say? Factor to be considered for incorporating quality control in audit work. Assignment emailed. Whenever you get this question, you just say two word. Assignment email. Assignment emailed. Assignment. Number one. What is assignment? Assignment of engagement team. You have to assign engagement team. Number one. Factor to be considered for incorporating quality control in audit work. Assignment email. Assignment is assignment of engagement team. Emailed. Now you understand emailed. E is ethical requirement. E is ethical requirement. All right. Emailed. E-M. M is monitoring. M is monitoring. EMA, acceptance and continuance of client relationship. EMAI, independence. EMAIL, leadership responsibility. EMAILE, engagement performance. And last, EMAILED, documentation. Your essay is done. Just let me explain these things. Assignment email, and then SA 220 should be in your pocket. Alright then. So, a factor to be considered for incorporating quality control in audit work. Assignment email. What is assignment? Assignment of engagement team. This SA 220 says, now there has to be an engagement team. You have to assign an engagement team and engagement partner. Two words you are going to hear again and again. Engagement team and engagement partner. I'm going to explain both of them later. Wait. Assignment of engagement team. So, it says engagement partner shall be satisfied that engagement team shall be appropriately competent. What is it saying? That engagement partner shall be satisfied that engagement team shall have appropriate competence and capability. Very simple. And why should you have that appropriate competence and capability? So that you can achieve the objective of SA 220. What is the objective of SA 220? That perform audit engagement in accordance with SA and law, and audit report should be appropriate circumstances. That's it. So engagement partners shall be satisfied that engagement team shall be appropriate, shall have appropriate competence and capability so that he can perform audit engagement in accordance with SA and law, and auditor, you know, enable auditor to issue audit report in that is appropriate in circumstances. That's it. That is assignment of engagement team. What did you understand by assignment of engagement team here? Engagement partner shall be satisfied that engagement team shall have appropriate competence so that he can perform engagement as per SA and law, and enable auditor to issue audit report that is appropriate in circumstances. Okay, so you just check, who are you? I'm engagement partner. What I am supposed to check? I just have to check whether the engagement team is capable, whether the engagement team is competent or not, so that he can achieve the objective of SA 220. This is assignment email. Assignment of engagement team done. Next is emailed. E is ethical requirement. Whenever you hear ethical requirement, what comes in your mind? O, IPCC. O is objectivity. I is integrity. P is professional behavior. C is professional competence and due care. And C is confidentiality. You got me. All right, ethical requirement is O IPCC, O is objectivity, I is integrity, P is professional behavior, C is professional competence, and C is confidentiality. O IPCC ethical requirement. E mailed. E is ethical requirement. M is monitoring. Monitoring is very simple. This essay is asking, essay today is saying you have to maintain the quality now. So you have to assign engagement team. You have to you have to see ethical requirement is being followed or not. You have to see monitor what you have to do in monitoring. I just have to obtain reasonable assurance that firm policy procedure relating to quality control are relevant, adequate, operating effectively. I have to monitor. What do you mean by what do you want to monitor? Obviously, you have to monitor policy and procedure only. Now, that policy procedure relating to what? Relating to anything? No. Relating to quality control are relevant, adequate, and operating effectively. You just have to check that policy procedure relating to quality control are relevant, are adequate, are operating effectively. It means you are monitoring. Simple meaning of monitoring. The word says monitoring, and you are explaining that policy related to procedure, firm's policy and procedure relating to quality control are relevant, are adequate, are operating effectively. You monitor it. Emailed. E is ethical requirement. M is monitoring. EMA, acceptance and continuance of client relationship. So here you have to see that acceptance and continuance of client relationship, appropriate policy procedure are followed or not. What you have to see, just have to check that appropriate policy procedure regarding client and client acceptance and continuance relationship have been followed or not. And you have to check if partner obtained information that would have caused firm to withdraw from engagement, communicate to the firm. You know, if engagement partner obtained information that would have caused firm to withdraw from the engagement, communicate to the firm. That's it. Acceptance and continuance of client relationship, what do you have to see? You have to see that appropriate procedure regarding acceptance of client relationship have been followed or not. And if engagement partner obtained information that would have caused the firm to withdraw from engagement, just communicate to the firm. So done. We have done with assignment email. What all we have done? Assignment of engagement team. Okay, done. Assignment of engagement, you just have to see that, the engagement team has appropriate competence. They are capable enough to achieve the objective of SA 220. That is, they are following SA and law. They are, whatever audit report they are issuing is appropriate to circumstances or not. And then assignment email. E is ethical requirement. OIPCC. M is monitoring. They are just, see that firm policy procedure relating to quality control are relevant, adequate, and operating effectively. EMA. A is acceptance and continuance of client relationship. Acceptance and continuance, you just have to say two things. Appropriate policy procedure relating to, client acceptance and continuous have been followed or not. And lastly, you have to see that the conclusion reached are appropriate or not. And then we have EMAI. I is independence. Engagement partner has to inform, have to obtain information from the firm that identify, evaluate, that there is no threat to independence. You just have to check independence. Now, engagement partner just have to check that there is no threat to independence. You are going to do the audit of a particular client. So you just have to check that there is no threat to independence. And if there is any, take appropriate action to eliminate such threat. So in independence, you just have to take two, just have to see two points, that there is no threat to independence, and if there is any, eliminate such threat. EMAILED. So now we are left with just three. LED. L is leadership responsibility. See, again, that engagement partner with engagement team shall have to see 2, 3, 4, 5 things. Okay, what do you have to see? Remember the objective of SA 220. I just have to see compliance is going on not with SA and law. Compliance with SA and law is there or not? Just check compliance with SA and law. Okay, number one. Number two, what is the second objective? Audit report issued is appropriate in circumstances or not? Do you just see all these? Comply with SN law? Okay. Audit report issued is appropriate in circumstances? Okay. Compliance with quality control policy of the firm? Okay. And then one more objective you can write that, ability of the engagement team to raise concern without fear or not. So what is the leadership responsibility? What all I have to see? Engagement partner with engagement team have to emphasize on compliance with standards of auditing and law, compliance with quality control, audit report issued is appropriate, and engagement team raise concern without fear. So this is the leadership responsibility. Now, how many more points to go? Assignment email. Once again, let's learn it. Assignment email. Assignment of engagement team. Then email. E is ethical requirement. Then M is monitoring. A is acceptance and continuance of client relationship. I is independence. L is, leadership responsibility. And then we are left with engagement performance and documentation. Alright then, engagement performance. So here we are actually doing engagement performance. So what I'll have to see? DSP. Direct, first point is DSP, direction supervision performance. Okay, direction supervision performance, DSP, direction supervision performance. What I have to do, engagement partner shall take responsibility for DSP. Okay, engagement partner, that is me, engagement partner, I have to take the responsibility for DSP to ensure direction. I will be directing, I will be telling, supervising them, I will be performing actually. So I have to take the responsibility for DSP to ensure that objective again, audit SA 220 objective, audit complies with SAN law and audit report issues is appropriate in circumstances. So I just have to take the responsibility for DSP to ensure the objective SA 220. Okay, so this is DSP, and then what is the next engagement performance review? Engagement partner shall ensure that reviews are performed in accordance with policy and procedure. I just have to ensure that, the reviews are being performed as per policy and procedure. Number one, I just have to check whether review of audit documentation is going on or not. I just have to check that discussion with engagement team is going on or not. I just have to be satisfied that evidence, sufficient appropriate evidence has been obtained or not. So in review, I just have to ensure the reviews are being conducted in accordance with policy procedure. I just have to see that evidence has been obtained or not. Have to review that documentation has been reviewed or review of audit documentation done or not. I just have to see the discussion with engagement team is done or not. So what is engagement performance? Just four or five things. DSP done or not, engagement partners shall take responsibility to ensure whether the SA objective is complied or review. I just have to see that engagement partner ensure the review performed as per policy procedure. Evidence has been obtained. Review of documentation done. Discussion with engagement team done. Consultation. Can't I do consultation? Can't I consult engagement partner? Can't we consult with expert? Yeah, you can. Engagement partner shall undertake consultation with expert and ensure its implementation. I can consult with expert, and then engagement quality control review. I hope you are turning the pages of Audit PDR 2.0. Engagement quality control review, it is applicable in case of only listed company. So what all we have learned in engagement performance? Number one, DSP, direction, supervision and performance, and then review. I just have to review. Consultation, I can take the consultation with expert. Engagement quality control review, what I have to do is applicable in case of listed company. Difference of opinion, there can be difference of opinion. If there is a difference of opinion between engagement team and engagement partner and quality control, what do I can do? Then the engagement team shall follow firm policy and its procedure to resolve it. If there is, arises a difference of opinion between engagement team, partner and quality control review, then engagement team shall follow firm policy and procedure to resolve it. Are you getting me? What did I learn? What was the question? There's only one question in SA 220. What is that? Factor to be considered for incorporating quality control in audit work. Factor to be considered for incorporating quality control in audit work. What is that? Assignment email. Assignment of engagement team. Email. E is ethical requirement. M is monitoring. A is acceptance and continuous of client resistance. I is independence. L is leadership responsibility. E is engagement performance. And then last, documentation. So documentation in respect of two things. Number one, auditor and quality control reviewer. So in case of auditor, what all I am going to document? Compliance with ethical requirement done. Document. Compliance with in relation to independence done, documented. Then acceptance of client relationship, all procedure related to acceptance of client relationship has been done, documented. Then lastly, you consulted with expert. No, right. You consulted with expert. Conclusion reached with from consultation with expert, documented. So in respect of auditor, you just have to document three things. Compliance with ethical requirement, independence, documented. Acceptance and continuous of client relationship done, documented. Conclusion from consultation with expert done, documented. So this is in relation to documentation regarding auditor. Next, quality control reviewer. Here, quality control review, just performed or not? Okay, performed, documented. Not performed, documented. Completed before audit report or not? Yeah or no? Documented. And if there is any information regarding which the quality control reviewer is not informed, reviewer is not aware of any unresolved matter, documented here also. So very simple documentation. Auditor, compliance with ethical requirement, independence, done, document. Not done, document. Acceptance and continuous client relationship, all procedure, everything follow, document. Conclusion from consultation with expert, document. And if you talk about quality control reviewed, when it was performed, not performed, document. Completed before audit report, not completed, document. Reviewer is not aware of any unresolved matter, document. Alright then, so here in this essay we heard one word so many times, that is engagement partner. What is engagement partner? Nothing here. There should be an engagement partner appointed for each audit engagement. Like if I go for any audit, there should be an engagement partner. See, there should be an engagement partner appointed to each audit engagement undertaken by firm to take responsibility for engagement on firm's behalf. So that is a guy who's going there to do the audit and he's taking the responsibility for engagement of firms. We are very simple, appointed for each audit engagement. Mind it, engagement partner, they are appointed for each. See, if there are 10 audits, so maybe 10 different engagement partners are going, maybe. So they are appointed for each audit engagement and they take the responsibility for engagement on firm's behalf. Very simple. So what did we learn in this SA 220? Very, very simple. SA 220, quality control for an audit financial. Whoever asks you, whenever you hear this word, SA 220, quality control for an audit financial statement. Okay, then what is the objective? Two objective: comply with the SA and law, and audit report is appropriate in circumstances. There are two things: system quality control, policy procedure. These are the responsibility of audit firm. Okay, who is going to implement? What they are going to implement. Who? Responsibility of engagement team is to implement. Now, there is only one question in this essay to know. Factor to be considered for incorporating quality control in audit work. What is the answer? Assignment team. Assignment of engagement team. E is ethical requirement. M is monitoring. A is acceptance and continuous client relationship. I is independence. L is leadership responsibility. E is engagement performance. And D is documentation. Yo. Are you loving it? Yes. Are you excited for next essay? Yes. Signing off, C. Ravi Agrawal, rocking faculty for CA Final Audit.